A very warm and convivial welcome to Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything. Although, as you'll soon discover, they do apparently have an opinion about everything. This is the podcast that believes that opinions are, in fact, facts, and reality stars should certainly not be president. This is also the podcast that features those two simple-minded guys who created the slogan, spread your love, but lawfully. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything, the podcast.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, everybody. And I'm Russ.
And it's too early in the morning to do a podcast, but you know what? I'm glad we're doing it. So there you go.
Yeah, spread the love.
Lawfully.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Did you spread any love last night?
My family and I, we watched some TV before bed. So yeah, we cuddled on the couch.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good thing. It's good. TV brings families together, I noticed. It's
unless good. You're watching Fox News. And it's tearing everybody apart.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyway, oh my gosh. It's crazy world we live in.
Yeah, I think I hope the Democrats show up in droves to get these people out. Did you hear Tim Scott this week? He's like, let's just increase taxes and cut Social Security and Medicare.
And it said during an election time, too. Like, they just don't care.
And I guess Mitch McConnell's like all upset that he told them their agenda because it was supposed to be
secret. And it's not really in the agenda. It's in the actual document. What do you call it? Their platform. It's in there. It states that. Like, right. It's not just like an idea they have.
Right.
It states that's what they really want to do. They want to increase the taxes on the middle class, and they want to cut Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Like, hello, like, just it's crazy. So
yeah, the ultra MAGA. There you go. Increasing your taxes. Everybody's talking about how there was no taxes under Trump. You know. So
do you see that light above my head?
Oh, yes.
It's not in my room.
It's outside, right? It's in the other room?
No. There's no... I turned around. There's no light back there.
Oh.
Are we being visited by a spirit?
Yes.
Like, this is freaking me out, dude. Like,
it is kind of freaky.
There is no... I've turned around three times. There's no light whatsoever.
Oh, shit. What is that?
I don't know.
Go look at it.
Huh?
Come on, it's probably your wife that turned the light on.
No, I am looking at, there's no light whatsoever.
That's crazy. Is there like a reflection maybe from the...
I don't know.
If you die on this show,
the ratings will go up.
You're very devastated.
we'll have a lot more viewership. Podcaster dies while doing podcast. So, I've seen Poltergeist. That's the only movie that's ever freaked me out.
That was kind of freaky. Yeah.
Well, I also watched it when I was five. So
right. Yeah, that was freaky. I saw it when I was like 7 or 8. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was. Anyway. All right. So. Yeah.
So there you go. So if you want your taxes increase, you know, in the meantime, Biden's been saying all along, like, we just want to increase taxes on people making 400 grand a year and up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's right. It. It's like, and tax the billionaires a little bit, you know, but they're like, but the Republicans are like, no. We have to have the middle class pay for everything. You know, we don't want our donors to pay any taxes. That's like, what the hell are you guys talking about? So, yeah. So that's where we're at.
You know, I've been thinking of an analogy with the whole MAGA thing. So Biden is like, when we were like having to have Trump as our president, it was like we were in an abusive relationship. Okay.
Right.
And every time he abused us, he kept telling us how he's the best for us.
Right. You know,
like, it's a very abusive relationship. Like, I'm going to abuse you, and then I'm going to tell you you can't do any better than me. Okay.
Right.
And now we have Biden who comes along, and he's not abusing us. He wants to show us how a president should be.
Right.
And give us things. And And part of us, part of America is still like, no, I want the abuser back.
I do. It's good to have, it's good to be abused. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
Anyway, give him that phone. Give your little kid the phone.
It's like, he's running off. But anyway, so yeah, and I was thinking about that a lot. And I mean, this is how messed up the GOP, like the MAGA people are. Did you see that Republican guy win his primary from jail? He murdered his wife and still got voted in. Like murdered his pregnant. Wasn't she pregnant too? I think
No. She was she had cancer.
She had cancer.
His cancer-stricken wife. Yeah, and he threw her off a bridge or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not an accident kill. Took an object, bashed her head in, took the body, and then dumped it.
Right, and threw it off a bridge, right? I mean, it's kind of insane, yeah.
And he got voted in.
Yeah, because that's what they are. Like, you know, let's just go ahead. And, you know, and I looked at him, and I mean, he wasn't a cute guy, but when you see him, it's like he is scary looking. You know
what I mean? I mean, what happened to All Lives Matter?
I don't know.
Like, her life didn't matter.
The answer, it's okay. Yeah. So, right.
I just that's something that like
that's the world that we're living in America right now.
Yeah. And then did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene's latest tweet?
No.
She said Congress, while moms and dads are trying to find infant formula, Congress is out there naming post offices.
So what?
Well, isn't she part of Congress?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Does she not think she is? Like, I mean, granted, she's been stripped of her committee, so maybe she doesn't think she's part of Congress anymore. And she's not getting her paycheck because of all the fines she accrued.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just, you know, freeloader. Like, I don't know. I mean,
I know.
And then she's loitering. Baby formula. That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Baby formula is scarce right now.
Yeah, it is scarce.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're sending, I guess, some down to the immigrant families.
But we have to. Yeah. We have to feed the immigrants that come in. Like, that's part of a bill that got passed.
And, you know, and it's the Christian thing to do. I mean,
exactly. Like, hello. What happened to Jesus feeding, you know, 5,000 people with, you know, the loaves of bread and fish? Like,
turning water into wine, baby. I mean, Joe Biden turned water into baby formula. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Hello. And let's take it down there. So I'm all for it.
And we wouldn't have a lot of this crap because Abbott, you know, held up all those trucks.
That's true. Yeah.
Like,
I know. And there's another Republican that just created this wonderful mess that we are all in with the supply chain.
And he said, oops, sorry, my bad. And then let's continue. And oppressing people.
I'll make sure that it costs the taxpayers at least $5.2 billion and say, oops, that's the Republican way. So, yes. Yeah.
I mean, at least he admitted it. Like, most of those double down on their stupidity and keep going.
Yo, bye.
I mean, I'm not going to give him any credit for it because he's an idiot. So, anyway.
I don't know. It's kind of sad that that they're doing all of this for like no reason whatsoever other than to hurt the Democratic Party somehow. I mean, like that's what they're doing. That's the whole reasoning behind all of this. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And I mean,
under Biden, you have a supply chain issue, but I'm causing the supply chain issue. So there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm calling unnecessary issues and jobs and causing, because right now the gas is skyrocketed in Texas. I don't know if that like what is happening in the last couple of weeks, but we went from 373 to now 430.
Right, we're at 430 here in Florida too. Or something.
Yeah, I mean it's just like and this is the last 2 weeks. Like it's gone up tremendously. And they also like have all these leases out to the oil companies to allow them to drill to increase the supply, but they don't want to.
No, because they're making ultra profit right now.
Yeah, they're making the highest profit. They're
making a lot of money, and it's going into the pockets of the big billionaires of Texas and all the oil-rich countries, like Russia. I wonder what's going on with Russia. I think India's buying all their oil now, right? Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of their allies still getting their oil, you know?
Yeah.
And still Europe's getting their oil. Like they haven't pulled the plug yet. Some of them have pulled the plug on the natural gas
No, I think it was the other way around. I think it's they're pulling the plug on oil, but natural gas is really
I don't remember. Oil is the difficult one, like because they're only using like somewhere between 2 to 20% natural gas, and depending on the country, and the rest, the 70-whatever percent, is the oil that they're getting in from Russia. But do you see the latest that this oligarch accidentally told some Western businessman or something like that that Putin has cancer and he's dying? And like, so everybody's like, it's a rumor, and there's lots of been rumors about his health. But they're wondering if like, A, it's true, or B, it's some way to see if Putin's like more oligarchs going to try to go after him and take his life. But there's no way you're going to get to Putin. He has 25 personal guards around him at all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's unless those guards jump in on this. So, and the latest numbers from the Ukraine is that 25,000 Russians have been killed.
Really? That's a lot.
That is, because in their, what was it, a 10-year war in Afghanistan, they only lost like 15,000. And this is in 80 days. Yeah. 80 days.
Damn. And Afghanistan was like a long war, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was one of their longest wars. Yeah.
Wow. 25,000. Wow. That's kind of.
Now, that's according to the Ukraine. So
because it's like, it could happen in America. It's already happening in America. You got the Fox News, propaganda network constantly creating this kind of thing. So it's interesting because that's what they believe in, right? So they probably believe that they died for like a good cause, a lot of them, which is kind of sad.
The reports are that the Russians are burning their own bodies as they leave so that there's no way to identify these mass graves and stuff like that. Man, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put on trial the first Russian soldier, war criminal, the Ukrainian. Yeah, from what I understand, that's against Geneva Convention to go put a war criminal on trial during the war. Mm-hmm. But Ukraine's like, fuck it, we're gonna do it. So,
it's against. It's not against the law to do that. It's just against the.
The international courts and Geneva Convention are not governing bodies per se. So it's just anyway. But yeah, this young man who killed a civilian. So it was within the first 4 days of the war, and this battalion or whatever got split up, and so these soldiers stole some vehicles and were trying to flee this area they were in. And when they reached this city, they saw this elderly man in his 80s on a bicycle using his cell phone, and the commander officer thought that he might be calling the Ukraine officials to tell them where they were, and had this young sergeant murder this elderly man, and so they were caught. And now the first one's on trial. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of trials after this war is done.
Said over 10,000 war crimes have been committed.
Yeah, no, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's sad that people are just living their lives and then boom, we don't want you to live that life anymore. You know what I mean? Because Russia's, whatever dictator is dying of cancer, and he's like, well, fuck this. If I'm going to die, I'm going to drag everybody down with me. Fuck this shit. So that's what's happening right now.
I feel like that's the way that whole phrase, people are living their life away and then boom, it's taken away. That's what's happening here in America.
Yeah. It's happening slowly but surely here. You know what I mean?
It's about to ramp up and go fast.
It's going to go fast.
Before these midterms.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So I you know what? I want Joe Biden every day to say, these ultra MAGAs want to increase your taxes. They want to increase the tax on the middle class. That's gotta be coming out of his mouth every single day.
He needs to say women's rights going away.
Yeah.
Marriage equality is going away. Marriage equality is going away.
Yeah.
And taxes. And then he needs to also point out the fact that some of them want to take away, they want segregation back.
Of course. Yeah. Let's do that. whites only here and blacks only there, you know, that kind of thing. Well, what would Latinos be? The colors only there? That would be like apartheid in South Africa. You know what I mean? They had like all these different areas. Like one area was white, one area was black, one area was colored, and then one area was something else. I forgot what it was. They had like four, I think, different identities depending on the skin color. Like they had this whole little caste system down there back in the beautiful apartheid days. And, you know, it's interesting. And the blacks couldn't live in the white area unless they were maids or servants or lawn people or something like that. And then the coloreds couldn't live in the black areas either because they were viewed as white. Ish, so to speak. And so there was like, you know, it's like, man, us white people, you know, we really know how to like go in and like create like this horrible pot, you know, of like mixture to just screw everything up, right? So it's really amazing to me to see that. So yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the way that they were going about it. I mean, like they're passing these bills and quickly and people are just like, oh, it's not going to really affect me. But then if you listen to Mitch McConnell say, well, if we get the numbers in after the midterm, we're going to, you know, make then it all nationally.
Yeah. Not only that, you know, he's getting rid of the filibuster to get it all done.
Oh, totally. You
know, it's like.
Because they don't care about the hypocrisy, you know.
Yeah. So. And we're just here sitting there yeah, like. You know, dilly-dallying as Democrats anyway. So,
did you see Susan Collins felt the need to call 911 on chalk? Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, I just thought, you know, I think I posted a Facebook post and I said weapons of mass destruction and it was a whole bunch of pieces of chalk. I just thought that was funny. So
I swear some of these people, like.
I know. And I made a TikTok, too, you know, with the new Supreme Court. And how the new robes of the women are. I don't know if you saw it, but.
The red ones?
No, they're not red. They're not. Oh, okay. No, but you'll see. It's very.
Okay. I'll go take a look at it.
Yeah, you got to see. I think you're going to like it. So
the statistics show that I think in 40 years, white America will be the minority because we're not having white babies as much anymore.
Well, this is the reason they want abortion.
Yes.
They go. I mean, you know, this is like we got to keep as many white boy babies alive here, you know, as much as possible. So we don't care what's going to happen to the woman. I mean, who cares about that? So, you know, we don't care if the woman's going to be more depressed. You know, I had a very good conversation with a friend of mine about and you know who that friend is actually. So so I don't want to reveal his name, but anyway. So he was like, you know, I've been on both sides of the spectrum. When I was in my late teens, you know, I had sex. The girl got pregnant. Boom. He went ahead and, you know, paid for the abortion. Fine. Right. A couple years later, once again, he was having sex because people have sex. I just want to let you all know that's not going to stop. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he had sex again and, you know, the girl got pregnant again. And then, you know, that time around, he was like a lot more religious and a lot more conservative. So, you know what I mean? With the Republican view. And he's like, okay, let's keep the baby and let's, you know, figure out a way to make it work. They couldn't make it work. So they ended up giving away the baby away for an adoption. And so like, you know, 20 years passed or whatever, till he found her again, or the girl or his daughter found him. I forgot which way it went, but anyway. Mm-hmm. So, and I think you know who that is now.
Yes.
That I said that story. Okay.
Right.
So what happened was, he's like, I have to tell you, it was more devastating for me during that 20-year period, knowing that I had somebody alive out there. I was thinking about her, if not daily, like at least every other day. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it was on his mind the entire time. He didn't know what happened to her. He was like really, really depressed about it. You know, and I'm talking, this is the guy. I'm not even talking about the girl now that went to to experience that. Yeah. Right. You know, and then he said, you know, and it's like with the abortion, it's like I had closure. Like I knew that the fetus was gone. You know what I mean? Like I had nothing to worry about at all, you know, and it's like, it wasn't as devastating. Like, you know, and he's just talking from like for 20 years until he founder, right? And I'm not saying, and he said, he's like, it wasn't like everything was rosy or anything like that, but at least it's like they, you know, he had some closure with that he knew like what happened to the girl and, you know, and all of that, his daughter. And I just think that, you know, that's what's interesting about it. You know, it's the depression and the knowing that you have a living thing out there that's part of you and you don't know where it is because they forced you to have that baby. Or even if you chose, but in both cases, they chose, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
I said, and this is what I told them. I said, you know, and I said, you know, that is amazing because it's like you had the choice in both occasions, whether to do it or not do it, right? And he said, yeah, yeah. And I said, that's going to be taken away now. Like that's what's so crazy about this whole thing. So, yeah,
exactly. And it's really interesting. I've been watching a lot of people's takes on this. And Did you see the one clip? It was a Fox. I don't think it was Fox News, but it was some kind of debate where you got a liberal and a conservative, and they're debating. And he pulls out this picture of a fetus, and he says, "Are you telling me that you believe this is a human being?" And the guy goes, 100%, no doubt. He goes, "So are you saying no doubt that this is a human being? This fetus is a human being?" And the guy goes, "No doubt, that's a human being." He goes, "Okay, because this is a dolphin fetus." And he goes, "So you're confusing dolphin fetuses with human fetuses? So you don't even know what an actual human being is then?" And the guy goes, and I was like, there you go. You know, like, that's just another way of saying, it's like these guys who, these Republicans who want to take away ectopic, a pregnancy, like force the women to go ahead with ectopic pregnancies. That kills the mother and the baby 100% of the time. 100% of the time. And they're just, because they have no idea what the fuck a ectopic pregnancy is. Like, that's what gets me is education.
Look, it's going to get to... We'll wait for the decision in June to see exactly what will happen. But you and I both know it's gone, right? Yeah. We both know that it's like,
yeah, it's gone.
It's are gone, right? So let that be taken away. And then, of course, they're going to work on, you know, my marriage, you know, my gay marriage. And they're going to work on, I don't know, whatever else they could find.
Educating children.
That's another thing. In Texas, they want to take away the education of the kids. Like,
yeah, they don't want to pay for no more public funding for educating kids.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So it's like, so all the Republicans, I guess, and like these little rural states, because they all voted for Abbott, right? I'm assuming they all vote Republican, like in rural Texas.
Yeah. It's the major cities.
The only option they have is like a little public school, probably in another town even. You know what I mean? So what do they want to do? Like take that away from them?
They don't know it's coming because Fox News is not going to talk about that. They're not going to talk about the stupid stuff and the things that are going to hurt everybody. They're going to talk about, you know, Biden and the infant formula.
Right, why not Biden and the infant formula?
When you only listen to one outlet and you don't pay attention to anything else, then yeah, your view is going to be skewed very badly.
I know. I'm related to. I can't believe I have cousins abroad. I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
We both.
I'm related to people that like all they listen to is that. Like, it's really strange to me. And the thing is that I'm not even listening to CNN and MSNBC anymore. I have like, I think I'm down to like, one day a week, maybe I'll just turn something on just because I happen to be channel surfing. That's it. Like, I mean, honestly, I stopped completely. I mean, this is like ridiculous. So now I get to see a lot more Fox News stuff, which I think is great. So I get to like see a lot, you know, on my phone, like, you know, all the snippets that come in from Fox News. Cause I'm like, okay, well, I want to see what they're saying on the other side, you know? So, and I'm just really appalled at everything that's coming out of their mouth. So, you know, anyway.
And the fact that they still get to have the word news.
You know, they need to call it Fox Entertainment, not news.
Because every time they get sued, they say, "We're not news, we're entertainment." Like, no one watching us knows, everybody who watches us knows the difference between news and entertainment. And yet, every time they bring up clips showing them that they're telling that this is the news, this is the truth, this is not an opinion, this is not, you know, like,
opinion news has created this whole problem in America in general, both on the Democrat side and the Republican side. I mean, I'm not, you know, because it's like, I think also us Democrats tend to go like a little bit to the extreme sometimes the way we talk. So, but I must admit, I mean, if you're going to, I can't go into another party. I mean, I can't even be an independent like I used to be. I mean, I used to vote for Republicans or Democrat, you know, it didn't really matter to me. Like at the time, right? and then when I was younger and I didn't know better and I didn't come out and I was scared and all of that because, you know, I just didn't really know. And then boom, it's like, I woke up one day and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? You know what I mean? It's like, so that's when I started, you know what I'm talking about? It's like, when I just took a stand, like, you know what I mean? As long as I was independent, I was like, oh, okay, I could play both sides. But then it's like, boom, then I took a stand. I'm like, I need to stand for gay rights. I'm like, that's the only right thing to do. I'm gay. I'm like, hello. You know, I need to stand for, you know, it's like that's to me what was the, you know, the turning point. And then,
yeah. My wife and I, we have a mutual friend, and she's talking to him the other day, and he has a brother who is gay, mm-hmm. but his brother is ultra Trump conservative, like MAGA all the way. Yeah. And he can't find anybody to date him because all the gay guys don't like the fact that he's a Trump supporter. And I'm like, how does that work? Do you hate yourself? Like,
Yeah, it's like those Jews that were like very helpful to the Nazis, thinking that it was the right thing to do. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Back in those days. And then they ended up, you know, and then in the end, they ended up taking them to the gas chamber as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, so it didn't matter. Like that's what they are. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? They think that they're doing the right thing, you know, by being, you know, by standing up for something or whatever. There, you know, there's this whole gays for Trump thing. I mean, I knew somebody as well, but it's very little, but still when you, but when you meet somebody that's like it, you're like, what the fuck is that about? So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I too have like voted like either Republican or Democrat or independent too. Like it just like sometimes Green Party, whatever. Right. But now like,
I can't vote for anything other than being a Democrat. They're the only ones that are going to be able to save democracy. You know,
and
I
don't Democrats, get your shit in order because, like...
Oh, by the way, inflation is leveling off now. It looks like it's going to stay at that level. So it's going to level off, which is good. So we're going to be okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's so that's what came out last month. But nobody's talking about that. Like, it's all about, let's just go ahead and, inflation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it leveled off. Like it started showing the signs that it's leveled off, and that's the end of that. And it's going to be a good thing. So suddenly we know that this is it for a while. You know what I mean? The prices are only going to start going up very little after that. So,
you know, I would like for companies to do this. Like there's two ways that they handle inflation. Either A, you increase the prices on the current mm-hmm. goods that you produce, or you keep the prices, but lower the amount that you're giving. Okay. So like, you know, they did this years ago when tuna, like we had inflation and tuna mm-hmm. went from, I think it was 5 ounce cans to 4 ounce cans, kept the same price and everybody was outraged. Oh my God, I'm losing an ounce. Mm-hmm. Visually for our minds, it's better if we see that same price still there, but we get less because no one really pays attention too much to the lesser amount.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, like for my brain and for other people, and I've seen this on TikTok, people are like, oh, look, we're not, inflation is not affecting these products at all, but they're not paying attention that they're making less
for that product. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, either way, you're getting less for the same amount of money. So that's inflation right there is too.
I know. I'm just saying it's lying to us a better way of lying.
It's a better way of lying. Yeah, it's good. So. Well, there you go.
It's like when your mother told you that your pet went off to a farm. No. It's a better lie.
I know. I ate my pet. I ate my Marika, the chicken.
Oh my God.
I ate her. It was so sad.
My parents didn't even tell me when my pet died. Like it was my grandparents' dog, but
You know, I had this little pet chicken for everybody that doesn't know when I was a kid.
Go back to season one, listen to the Marika story.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and I named her Marika. I was like really proud of my little chicken. You know, I had her from ever since she was a little baby. And, you know, my grandmother normally had like white chickens, you know, because she liked the white eggs that came out more than the dark eggs. I mean, I don't know. It's a preference, I guess. So I had my little baby chicken and I it's like every summer that I went, you know, like, you know, within like a year or two, then it's like, one day, you know, we were having dinner. It was like a delicious chicken. We all ate, you know, all of that. And then the following morning, I went to go see my pet chicken, Marika. Where is she? And then it's like, where's Marika? Why isn't she in did she escape? You know, it's like, that's what went in my head, right? You know, and I went up and I'm like, you know, Grandma, where's Marika? And she's like, you ate her last night. I was like, I don't think you understand the psychological damage I felt.
You never let your kids name your farm animals.
It was so devastating. You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, my grandmother was a mean freaking person to do that to me. So,
well,
but anyway, I, you know,
yeah,
in hindsight, though, she was delicious. So thank you, Marika, for your service. I guess
I don't know if I've told my pet story. So we had my grandparents had a dog. They had a lot of acres and they had this black lab named Oogie. And when I was around 5 or 6, I would always, when we go visit them, I would always go out and play with Oogie for a while. Mm-hmm. And one time I'm out there playing and this guy in a green truck pulls up like down this long. They had a pretty long driveway. He pulls up and Oogie knows everybody. But Oogie mm-hmm. didn't like respond typically like she did. She was like wanting to attack this guy, like mm-hmm. like go after him. And he got out of his truck and started walking toward her. And then when she was like ready to attack, he got back in his truck and drove off. And so I went to go tell my grandmother. I was like, do you know a guy in a green truck? And she said, no, we don't know anybody in a green truck. So Oogie probably saved me from being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when I was about 5 or 6. Move on to about 14 or 15. I called my grandmother and I was talking to her and I was like, and I always ended the call with, how's Oogie doing? And she said, you need to talk to your dad. And I was like, that's very odd that she would say that. Mm-hmm. So I'm at my dad's store working when I had this phone call and I hung up the phone. And I was like, hey dad, Mamaw said that I need to talk to you about Oogie. He goes, I need you to sit down. And I was like, what? I've seen these whole things in movies. Sit down. This is some bad news about to come. And a neighbor had run over Oogie. Like she was notorious for sleeping under people's car, like the neighbor's car or, you know, something like that. And the neighbor didn't notice her. And she's a big lab and ran her over and killed her. And she'd been dead for 2 weeks and they didn't tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes parents do the best thing that they feel in order to protect you. My grandmother, on the other hand, had no qualms. You ate her last night. She was delicious. End of story. And it's like, I mean, the screaming. I don't think you understand. The crying that came out of me. I mean, it was like the most insane thing ever, you know?
My mother's mother was kind of harsh like that, too.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was still around that age, I would go, my mom would take me to my grandmother, my mom's, that was my dad's mother, mm-hmm. the one with the dog. So my mother's mother, I would go with my mom all the time to my grandmother's house this is the Italian grandmother, to like my mom would do stuff or whatever. And one day I fell asleep on the couch and my mom left me. Okay. Now my grandmother was very scary. Okay. So I remember waking up. And looking at my grandmother, and my grandmother's looking at me, and I said, where's mom? And she leans in, and she goes, she left you. I freaked the fuck out. Like, I was like, I screamed, I jumped up, and I only knew my dad's work number. I didn't know any other phone number because there was no cell phones. Mm-hmm. So it was house number and work number. I called him and he's like, what's the matter? And I was like, mom left me at grandmother's. He's like, oh, I understand. Let me see if I can find her and get her to pick you up. So yeah. Anyway, grandmothers, huh? Had the Greek grandmother, I had the Italian grandmother.
I know they were mean women, man. Yeah. I mean, I loved her to death.
I did too.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So that's
they weren't like my dad's grandmother. My dad's mother was the country grandmother who was like very nice. Like she always had food for you and things like that.
Right.
My mother's, the Italian grandmother, she always told you what she thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I mean, she loved you. Like, you know, she did things for you, but she never sugarcoated anything.
Vaffanculo, bastardo.
Yeah. So if you brought somebody around, like I remember all my older cousins were sometimes afraid to bring somebody around her, like their significant, like somebody that, because she'd always ask, are they Italian? Like, that was the most important thing. Didn't matter if they loved them or was a nice person. Are they Italian? Like, and if they weren't Italian, she wasn't having it. So. Is that, did your grandparents do that? Like is that your family? Like, were they you know.
Well, my grandmother didn't like my father at all. She didn't even go to my mom's wedding. So there you
go. So, okay. So it wasn't really a concern of if they were Greek or not. Like, no. Is that a thing?
No, it's all about like whether they like you or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
And my mother didn't, you know, my grandmother didn't want my mother to move to America. You know, she was marrying a Greek American, you know. Well, my dad was born in Greece too, but, you know, but he's been in America since he was 7 years old. So he's really an American, you know.
Okay.
And, but yeah, she didn't want him to go anyway. And they, you know, they were only a month apart in age, you know, my dad's birthday's not, well, I don't want to talk about their birthdays here.
Right.
So anyway, but they're only, you know, my dad's in June, she's in July, you know, so.
Okay.
So yeah, so that was the, and it's my dad's birthday coming up in a few weeks, so I got to get something for him.
Speaking of birthdays, my daughter's tomorrow. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Lydia. That's good.
All right.
Well, I guess
that's about it. Oh, Twitter's not going to be sold, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I guess the stock price went down, so he came up with an excuse. Well, right?
Yeah, I love the excuse. Twitter's full of bots. No, you just pulled the trigger before you really wanted to buy it. Spent $44 billion. But he's going to get hit with a $1 billion penalty in the contract they signed. So
he is?
Okay. Yeah. So if he doesn't buy it, he has to pay Twitter $1 billion.
All right.
Well, which is funny because Twitter already like fired some executives and all this other stuff to try to appease him.
So
anyway.
Well, that's what happens when you have $200 billion. You're like, I'll just lose.
When you don't have to pay taxes, you can do whatever you want.
Of course, it's another great way to do it. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for listening and see y'all next week.
Vote blue.
Vote.
Yes, blue. Anyway, spread the love.
Lawfully. Yes. Yeah. We'll do it again. We did the opposite way today. Don't forget to spread the love.
Lawfully.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And if you really enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, follow, like, share, review, or even comment on whichever platform you're using. And remember, you can find more additional content at our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram page. Just search for Real Nick and Russ. See you next episode.
You dead.
All right, Remy.
You dead.
And we're going to end it with Tom's.
You dead.
All right, you perfect. Dead. I see. Hold on, Remy. Let me end the broadcast. You-